thank you for joining me as we kind of continue to go through Genesis and learning some wonderful things. I want to share with you, what about impossible situations in my life? How can I look at those? You know, especially when human reasoning, everything, I don't know where to go. I can't get my mind around this situation and so on. And we're going to go to Mark with this impossible situation. So when you're faced with something that it seems like any decision would be difficult, and yet I have to make one, Mark 9:23 is a good verse to read, memorize, and look at, and get it to be a part of your life. God says, all things are possible for one who believes. All things are possible. And many times in Scripture, people struggled with the impossible. You know, it's just very, very impossible. You know, we looked at one verse already. Is anything too hard for God? It may be too hard for me, but is it too hard for God? See, God knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. Often in impossible situations, it's one step at a time, especially when you're going through a very dark time, but you keep plunging ahead. Then I want to add to that Mark 10:27. With man, this situation is impossible. So the Word of God says, but not with God. See, God will call us or lead us to do something, and that situation may be very, it's not something I would choose to go through. It's not something that I'm, in one sense, rejoicing in it right now. But when I see God work, is God sovereign? Is God sovereign over impossible situation? He sure is. Why? Because we're going to have to trust him harder, I guess is the word, or trust him more. Or really, it's revealing to me how much faith I really have. God has led me to this, and I need to trust him to show me how to walk through this very, very difficult situation. And if you're parents, as we were with four children, you'll find that sometimes there's impossible situations in a sense that your children are facing. And as they take that situation and you pray for it with them, or you pray for them, God begins to make a way. I love that song, God makes a way through the wilderness. God makes a way. And you see God's hand in your life and his power and blessing upon you as he walks you through this. You say, I could have never have done that by myself. I could never have handled it, that situation, in a strong biblical way that would honor God. My life is, I want to honor God. I want to please him. And God has led me, and God has put me in this situation so I can honor and glorify him. And then after I get on the other side of that situation, it gives me a life message. I've seen God work, and I was in the situation. I didn't know what to do. It looked like any choice I would make, I didn't know what was the best of the worst choices. And yet, as I waited upon God, God began to give a glimmer of life, a glimmer of truth. God brought scripture to my life. As I laid it out before him and prayed, God began to give me directions. And sometimes it's a hard climb. You know, if you live in a city of hills, you know that going downhill is a lot easier sometimes, except you have to put your brakes on, than going uphill. But life is full of hills, and he's the God of the hills. And God loves me, and he wants what's best for me. And sometimes these difficult situations cause me to draw closer to God, where he can reveal maybe my thinking, which is not right. Because we all live in the world, and the world is constantly bombarding my thinking with a world philosophy. And God is revealing that my philosophy is not good. So I trust that you'll go to these verses. You're saying, God, I don't know what to do. And he says, good, pray. Ask me for directions and guidance. And I will show you the way in which you ought to go. And then step out in faith and follow him. And you will be blessed. And you'll see aspects of God's power, God's love, God's graciousness, all of that you never would have experienced before had you not gone through that experience. So trust him. And don't lean not. I like that scripture says, lean not on your own understanding, but in all ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. The word lean not, literally is like a person using a cane, which mine isn't here, but I'd use a cane, or a crutch. Lean on him. Put your weight on him. And don't lean on your own figuring out. In all of your ways, as you're going through this difficult situation, give it to him. And he said, I will direct your path. God can direct your path when it's dark all around. God can direct your path when everything's going right. In fact, if everything's been going right for years in your life, you better duck. Because that's not the normal Christian life. Why do I need God if I never need him? You understand what I'm saying? God will come through for you. God loves you, and God wants you to experience his power, his guidance, and his love. Bless you. I hope this was an encouragement to you, because, you know, we have now about 160 countries of the world that are watching these, and a lot of you are living in very difficult situations, very frightening kind of situations, but the message is the same. Trust him as you go through this situation, where you are, and what's happening in your life.